Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider with our 314th podcast here on Rough Riders Radio. Tonight, we have Michael Cohen flipping and Paul Manafort flipping out. Let's get to it. Michael Cohen is no longer mouthing off in the media or to the media. He's been quiet for almost 3 weeks now. That's always a sign that an indicted individual is cooperating with the prosecutor. Michael Cohen has a lot of information to reveal about Donald J. Trump going back years. He was his personal attorney, the fixer. He knows where all of the bodies are buried. He knows about all of the Russian financial connections with Trump and how leveraged Trump is to the Russian mafia state. More to the point, Cohen can shine a bright light on the scuttlebutt that took place in the Trump campaign in June of 2016 during their presidential campaign, just prior to the infamous June the 9th, 2016 Trump Tower meeting with Paul Manafort, Jared Kushner, Donald Trump Jr., and the Russian lady lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya and her Russian-American lobbyist, and several others on Hillary Clinton. Cohen can go into the fine details as to who in the White House knew ahead of time about this very meeting, including whether the president himself knew in advance. Paul Manafort is likely to get convicted sometime this week by the Alexandria, Virginia jury. He's facing 18 counts against him. He's also set for a second trial in September. In all likelihood, Paul Manafort is facing several hundred years of prison time. Unless he's a vampire, he will not emerge alive from such a stint in the state penal system. He may be a tough guy, but he's got a wife and two daughters. He himself is 70 years old. Trump could pardon him. But Manafort would be facing the same charges under New York state law and would be, again, found criminally liable. Trump's pardon would do him no good under this scenario. So if I were Paul Manafort, I'd be getting pretty close to flipping out. After the trial just held, wherein his lawyers did not call a single supporting witness on behalf of Paul Manafort, nor did they even call Manafort himself to the witness stand. The government had an overwhelming paper trail of evidence against Manafort for bank and tax fraud, 18 counts in all. Manafort's wife and daughters will no doubt be doing some flipping out of their own given this series of events. And in turn, assuredly, will cause Paul Manafort himself to start to flip. For a drowning man does not have any other options. Not even OJ's attorneys, Johnny Cochran, Robert Shapiro, Robert Kardashian, Barry Scheck, and F. Lee Bailey could extricate Manafort out of this fucking mess that he's embroiled in. So flip or flop, Paul. I know what I'd do. I know what virtually anyone else would do. Dear ladies and gentlemen, for listening to Rough Riders Radio's 314th podcast, brought to you commercial free. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, and we're just going to scream it to home and just see if we can sneak one in. As always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.